Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And my guest tonight is Janie Torrens, and we're going to be talking about the biomat. And I don't have any internet access tonight, so I apologize to that, listeners, but I haven't figured out quite how to do it. You know, I'm on the road, and here I am at a hotel, so so I can't answer your questions that way. You'll just have to call in. But first of all, welcome to the show, Janie.
Well, thank you for having me, Dr. Valerie. It's quite a pleasure.
Well, you know, I appreciate so much what you've done, and I'm so excited about the biomat, and, you know, I've heard about it before, but we're going to talk about it more tonight. So, listeners, if you haven't heard of the biomat, it's a real interesting little contraption that helps with healing, and Janie's going to talk about that. But first, go ahead and give the listeners a little bit of background about yourself, if you would.
Sure. My business name is Life Enhancement, which is what my whole goal is to help in any way to enhance each person's life. I have 20 years in massage therapy and energetic work, and was going more for the vibrational or the quantum side of healing when I came across the biomat, and have been only working with it since April, but have been just totally impressed and totally fascinated with what all it helps each individual to get.
Mm-hmm. And listeners, one of the things you need to know too is we just did a quantum vortex gathering at Janie's house and had some incredible stuff happen. We caught a picture of a device that came out of a woman there. And Janie's husband actually took the photograph just at the right moment. And we have this thing that looks mechanical that came out of this woman during the release and forgiveness section. So it was a real interesting time there. By the way, Janie, did you know that you're on a vortex?
On a vortex?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that, yes.
Yeah, well, it shows up in the pictures, and I don't know if I showed you that or not, but there's a line that goes down right through the devices we're using, and
that's
it'll
right.
show.
Yeah, I've seen it in some of your pictures.
Yeah. And that shows you where the vortex is. Sometimes it goes sideways, sometimes it's up and down. Yours is up and down. And so that was kind of interesting and may have played a part in why we had such incredible photos. And these things are just going to knock people's socks off when they see them and freak them out when they see the device.
Well, I know I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't have seen it. I was very, very impressed.
Yeah, it was really interesting. And even though you knew that the woman concerned had said that she had been implanted and she knew exactly when, and she knew what was happening and everything else, she was still shocked when she saw it.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
so that was interesting.
Yeah, it's not something that could be mistaken either, and there's just
mm-hmm.
no way that it could have been any kind of a fluke in the camera.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it looks like a box with some tubing and some wires on it. So very interesting stuff. I don't know if we're actually going to put that one up on the blog site or not, but I think that what facilitated that was that she had told me that she had a lot of differences happening when she started using the biomat.
Yes.
And so I think that this really probably lined her up for being able to release this. And then when we came in with the quantum vortex experience and took everybody through the different rounds, as we call them, and did the release and the forgiveness, you know, she really worked on that very heavy and came back the next day and finished it. So I think all these things work together. So if you would kind of give the listeners an explanation of what a biomat is and what it looks like and that kind of stuff, you know, the technological stuff, whatever you want to give as far as that goes, that would be great.
And right before I do that, just to bring something else to what you were talking about, she has not only been using a biomat for over a year, she was sitting on one that night.
Oh, yeah, that's right, she was.
Yes, and my experience with everyone that I've had on, I travel and do a lot of demos for people, and they've been educating me as to what the experiences are on the mat, and I find that the vibration in it and the three different synergies that are, you know, encompass the mat really do amplify anything that someone's doing on it, whether they're meditating or getting a massage or acupuncture, anything, probably having their teeth pulled. So it really amplifies the healing side of that. And so if you take that and put it in the middle of the vortex, I can't imagine what all is actually taking place at that time.
Oh, yeah. And listeners, as you hear what the biomat is made of and what's actually in it as far as what it could do, you're going to be amazed. And it makes perfectly good sense that this worked this way. But as she was sitting on that, she was sitting next to me, and as she sat on that mat, at one point the blue laser just beamed her and about knocked her off her seat. And she felt it, and I think that's when that device came out. So that was interesting. And then your husband just snapped the picture at the perfect moment.
Yes.
Now tell me that wasn't divine providence.
Exactly. You know, there are no accidents.
Yeah. I've never seen anybody that had actual devices coming out of people that they actually photographed before. They could be out there. I just haven't seen them.
Right.
But this is the first one that I've actually seen, and there is no doubt that this is a mechanical device.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and you know, I told you I think that I have two friends that are quite aware of these. One is a soul retrieval teacher. He was my teacher. And he specializes in finding these etheric devices and removing them from people. And then I have another friend who's kind of more on the enforcement branch who sees these devices. He just sees them floating in the air and everything else, and he can tell you, you know, if somebody has one floating near, like he came over and scanned my office, you know, after the black helicopter came over. He said, oh, yeah. He said, they have an old device floating around here keeping an eye on you. He said, it's really old, so it's probably from when you were a kid. And he said, it's very antiquated, but he said, it's still following you around. I said, oh, that's kind of interesting, because I've seen like antennae come out of clouds below the ceiling. And I've seen that many times through my life, and it freaks my cats out. You know, when they see the antennae come down, they run.
Guess so.
Yeah, so we do have these devices going on, and I think it's just amazing what happened the other night. You know, and I mean, we've gotten a lot of weird pictures every place we've gone. We have orbs like nobody's ever seen. We've got incredible streaks of light, and we have stuff like Fred Bell has on his site too. The difference is that my lasers are static; they don't move, and you know nothing's moving in there except these lights. You know, just kind of show up in the middle of the air. So that's been kind of interesting to watch. But what happened with this lady with the biomat was just amazing. So if you would go ahead and tell the listeners, you know, the whole history and everything about the biomat.
Well, the biomat is made from a company called Richway International, originally for several years in Korea and in Japan, and they're now located in Hawaii. And for the last 3 years, it's been available in the United States. It is three synergies. The first is a far infrared wave. The second is amethyst crystals. And the third is negative ions. And the amethyst, the far infrared wave, is made through 17 layers of different fabrics. Mm. And then is radiating through rows and rows and rows of crushed amethyst crystals. And they took a lot of research on the specific crystals to see what their properties were. And most people that deal with any of the stones or the crystals know that an amethyst has a lot of its own healing qualities anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and what the amethyst also does is to help to amplify the far infrared wave 5 to 6 inches into your body. Mm. And even though it feels like a heating pad, it doesn't have the coils and it doesn't heat. It's your body laying on it and starts to generate and radiate into your body. It's just an amazing feeling, almost a nurturing feeling at the time. And what it's doing is helping to support your immune system, helping to detox you. The level of relaxation and sleep is amazing. If we only ever got, you know, deep relaxation and sleep, then that gives our bodies the ability to heal itself, which, you know, is our innate ability anyway.
Exactly.
So using any type of support to get to that depth of relaxation and the depth of sleep, we can heal ourselves.
You know, I've said that to the listeners many, many times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've thought about it many times throughout my life. Whenever someone has taught me about the body, it never made any sense that we would get old, get sick, and die, because the body is supposed to be self-regenerating. you know, we should live forever, literally, in these bodies, unless you have an accidental injury or something. And so that's never made any sense. And I think that, you know, we've gotten so far away from what it takes to be healthy anymore, and we have to, you know, use all kinds of technology to try to get back to a state of health. And anything that can do that is very valuable. And I have to say, too, I was really surprised when I laid on your biomat, and I know it's the professional model and everything. I've tried one out before, and it was kind of, seems all right. But then when you explained to
me that... Well, you're also on a smaller version.
Yeah, I was on a much smaller version, and my energy usually runs pretty high. And, you know, I've been through a lot of stuff and a lot of energetic treatments. And so a lot of things that people go, oh, wow, we'll feel the energy. I'm going, yeah, mm-hmm, ho-hum. And, you know, I don't even feel it half the time. So when I laid on your biomat, and I realize part of it is your energy, but it was amazing because even though there was somebody outside with a leaf blower or something that was going on and on and on and on, which would normally drive me crazy, you know, even with that and with some other kind of noise, there was some music or something that was thumping away. And even with all that, I still got into that state of deep relaxation. And the only thing that got me up was because the group was coming over that night. Otherwise, I would have still been there when you came back.
You might have been there for days.
It's
very comforting.
Yeah, it was extremely comforting. And it was really hot. And, you know, I know how far infrared works. You know, and like the far infrared sauna is the best one and all these kinds of things because it really drives in deep without actually cooking your tissues.
Right.
So that was kind of interesting. But the interesting thing, too, was about the amethyst crystals. If you tell the listeners what you told me about that, that was really fascinating.
Well, that's coming from my intuition, not from the company.
Mm-hmm.
But listening to them and all the research they did with the amethyst crystals, they did do research that they found that there, you know, is certain frequencies in different crystals. And this one, they found a higher frequency and checked it to make sure that vibrationally it was a positive rather than a negative program or frequency running through it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, intuitively, if you have a higher source or your creator wanting to help support the evolution of man or the enlightenment of man, what better way than to put it through something as natural as crystals and have it created so that it will support us as we grow and learn and expand and evolve.
Exactly.
And that's really intuitively, like I said, is what I got, that's what's going on with the crystals. So you have such a benefit of three different amazing energies, including the negative ions. I can tell you from my own personal experience of laying on the mat since April, I have two herniated lumbar discs and was having a lot of problems with radiating pain into my heels daily and having problems walking and so on. And that has decreased about 85%, if not 90%. I used to get more of the symptoms of migraines instead of full-blown migraines anymore, but those have decreased tremendously. The other interesting thing is that I have a very active mind, and I've recently had grandchildren in and out of my home, and normally my mind is quite chaotic at that point, and I really realized the calmness that was going on, that I wasn't getting excited or overwhelmed with the activity. And all of that has come about since I've been laying on the mat.
I'd say that's pretty amazing. I could use some of that myself.
And the depth of my sleep. I really, really, I sleep on it every night. Some people sleep on it or lay on it an hour or two or little naps during the day. But I'm on it during the night. And it does have a timer on it. You can go anywhere from 2 to 12 hours. And if you feel like it's not something you're up for any more than 2 hours, you set the timer.
Mm-hmm.
The other great thing is that there's 8 settings, the 2 greens, 4 golds, and 2 reds. You have anything from a more cooling temperature in the green settings, and they all have a variety of benefits, to all the way up to the sauna effect on the reds. And you had mentioned the far infrared sauna, which is a great idea and has been really helping people. I guess I'm a little bit lazier. And for me, I'd rather be laying down or sleeping through the night mm-hmm. and getting the same benefit than sitting in, you know, in the wooden box where you're more limited in time you can spend in there.
Oh, yeah, and then you get all sweaty and, you know, you have to get up and take a shower. And if you have to go someplace, it's a pain in the butt.
Well, you can, if you take the device up to the one or two of the reds, it is a sauna. And if mm-hmm. you cover yourself, then you are going to get a major detoxing in 15 to 30 minutes because mm-hmm. you'll sweat. But you have that. What's great is you have the control of anywhere from the greens to the reds and the various degrees of what happens in between.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. Now, you mentioned something about the more cooling frequency.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things you would use that for?
Well, it does help to relax you, but it doesn't put you into such a deep sleep immediately that you feel like you don't want to get up.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be used for a little bit of a recharging, a regeneration.
Mm.
It helps to clear energy blockages. It's still the lower temperature, so it's uplifting. It helps to revitalize.
Mm-hmm.
And it also can have a cooling effect on your body if you're really in warm temperatures.
Yeah, and like I'm thinking, you know, I live in Sedona and it's too hot, like 6 months out of the year. And we have a lot of people that have inflammatory disease. So I'm just wondering if that would be the setting you'd use for inflammatory conditions.
Well, everyone starts out on a lower level anyway, with
mm-hmm.
Because all levels of it can detox. You don't want to go into a heavy detoxing or a healing crisis.
No.
So it's a gradual progression of getting used to it, knowing your own body and how it feels.
Mm.
And most people, you know, have had experiences with detoxing, and a lot of times the response is similar to having a flu for a couple hours or an afternoon.
Yeah.
And rather than push yourself into that, you just go at it lightly
mm-hmm.
until you build up your own resistance or your own clearing. I found a lot of people. Now I'm from South Carolina, and it can get pretty warm and humid here. And I did sleep on it all summer long. I was surprised.
Hmm.
And I slept on it up into the, you know, second, third, and fourth gold, which
wow.
can get quite warm.
Wow.
But what it does is, because I sleep on it at night, puts me into such a deep sleep that I'm not even conscious of it until I wake up in the morning.
Yeah, I could use that. I'm usually too hot. And, you know, I'm one of those people that cranks the air conditioner down to about 65 to sleep, you know.
Right.
Yeah, and that can get a little expensive out in the Southwest. It's kind of like the heating is
sure.
in the North, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm thinking that, you know, just from the brief experience that I had on it, I was really intrigued. Because I did feel that deep relaxation. And, you know, normally I'm very sensitive to noise. You know, I hear mm-hmm. things a lot of people don't even hear. And, you know, more than once I've had people think I was crazy or I was hearing things, and then after a while they got really close to it and went, oh, yeah, there is something there. So for me to be able to relax with all the noise that was going on that afternoon was quite interesting.
It's the main thing that I've seen. I've done a lot of demonstrations all over the place and with people from a 12-year-old who just loved it, and I practically had to keep dragging him off of it. He would get on it at any point in time and just stay there and zone out, to his grandfather, who's 75, and I'll be sitting there talking to people, and in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, their eyes get so heavy, they're amazed. And I've had many people, after 30 minutes, not believe they were on the mat for that long.
Wow.
Myself included, one of my first experiences with it, to test it out, see what it did. And I don't sleep well on my back, and I sure don't relax in the middle of the afternoon. My head's so busy. And I went to a friend's office, and I knew I was dozing in and out. She came in, and I thought, you know, what's she coming in so soon for? And she said, well, your 30 minutes are up. And I had absolutely no idea that I had been there that long, or that I must have gone into such a deep sleep.
Wow. That's amazing.
Our bodies are amazing themselves, and they're very regenerative. We get the vibrations, the frequencies, the blocked energy, you know, out of the way,
mm-hmm.
then it has the ability to heal itself. So this is one of the many tools out there that gives the body the chance to do that.
Yeah, and that's something that I'm always interested in, because, you know, there are so many things out there that we can do and so many things that do kind of the same thing, but they take too long.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those no-brainer things, because you can just put it on the bed, lay down on it, turn it on, and go to sleep.
And I'm into no-brainers here of late.
Yeah, me too. You know, I think the new paradigm is that we don't work as hard, and then instead we flow.
Well, speaking of that, and with doing massage therapy for 20 years, I really burnt out. I mean, it's a hard business.
Yeah.
You give your heart and soul and your whole body to help people,
mm-hmm.
and at the end of the day, you're the one who's exhausted.
Yeah.
Well, if I would have had the Biomat 5, 10, 15 years ago, I wouldn't have burned out, because the people relax so greatly while being on there for an hour that a massage therapist or anybody's work is cut in half.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. You know, it's like when I had my office set up, I had the negative ion shower was in the room with the projectors, and I'd put somebody in there for 15 minutes and crank up the negative ion shower and have the projectors going with the lasers and everything, and they were like spaghetti,
right.
You know, 15 minutes later. And it was so intense of a relaxation that even 2 minutes underneath that negative ion shower would then make it much easier for me to do a gynecological exam on my women patients, or to even adjust men. And like, I don't do a lot of adjustment anymore because it's too physical, you know, and it hurts too much after several car accidents. And, you know, before that, I was working on the big guys, you know, and I'd be jumping up and down on them and everything else to get their bones moved. And I found it's really pretty easy to do now as long as you hit them with negative ions. And so I think, you know, by hitting them with the far infrared and the negative ions, and then the healing.
And amplified by the crystals on top of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm thinking that this would be really a good adjunct for healing for pretty much any therapist, and particularly for someone that has to do something with somebody right then.
Right.
Because you could put them on that, leave them there for, you know, 15 minutes to a half an hour, and, you know, come back and get them when they're stewed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have another story. I had injured my arm, and I couldn't do a full massage the way I would usually mm-hmm. do it. And one of my clients wanted to come in, and I said, you know what, if you want to come in and lay on, this is when I first got the mat, if you want to come in and lay on this Biomat for 15 minutes and get your massage on it, but you need to just lay there for 15 minutes, I'll do whatever I can do for the next 45, you know, if my arm handles it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this also happens, she's an older woman, and she happens to have what's, I guess, a legitimate syndrome called white coat syndrome. When you know you're going to a doctor's office, your blood pressure goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a doctor's appointment after she was here for a massage. So I did a massage on her, and it was no way the quality I would normally do because of the arm injury.
Mm-hmm.
She was happy to get something, and she was certainly relaxed and realized that time had flown, and she jumped up and got ready and to head out to her doctor's office. And I thought, oh, well, there goes the rest of my massage on her. Because of her taking off like that,
mm-hmm.
she called me after her doctor's appointment and said, you won't believe this, they had to take my blood pressure 3 times because it was so low.
That is amazing.
They were so used to it being high that they didn't believe, you know, that it was low. And that's the only thing different was the mat.
Wow. Well, that's pretty incredible by itself, you know.
Right. It impresses me every time I take it out and show it to people.
Yeah, because that kind of thing, you know, I can tell you a lot of people have white coat syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I most of the time in my office, I didn't wear a white coat just because of that. You know, I have a lab coat, but few of my patients that have actually ever seen me in it, mainly because of that, because I, you know, I need a true reading on what their blood pressure is, not a falsely elevated one.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I would do is I just leave the cuff on them and just wait 15 or 20 minutes until they calm down. We had a little talk for a while or something. But, yeah, it's a real syndrome, and the danger with that is that if your blood pressure is consistently high when you go in, they will give you a blood pressure medication.
Right.
And people might think, oh, well, that doesn't mean anything. Well, here's what it means. If they give you a blood pressure medication that lowers your blood pressure maybe 10 points, you know, your normal pressure could be low enough that whenever you go to the bathroom, say you're straining, you know, to have a bowel movement, your pressure will lower automatically when that happens, and then if you're on a blood pressure medication, you could pass out.
Wow.
You know, so you could actually kill yourself sitting on the toilet.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people laugh about it, but I mean, it's true, and there's a lot of people who have died that in that fashion. And, you know, I can't tell you how many people I've had come into my office, and they start telling me about how they've been passing out and all this stuff, and I look at their blood pressure medication and go, well, you know, your blood pressure, you know, really doesn't warrant this kind of medication. What's going on with this? And I'll call up their doctor, and they'll go, oh, yeah, well, it improves their kidney function. And I'm going, what the hell's the matter with you? Their blood pressure is low enough that they're passing out and clonking their head on the sink. How many more times do you think they can do that before they kill themselves?
Jeez.
And they won't take them off these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so this is really dangerous stuff. And it's not that I think that people shouldn't be on blood pressure medication. There are times when you need it.
Sure.
But they overprescribe it, and they're in a hurry. And so, you know, 9 times out of 10, you walk into the doctor's office, they take your blood pressure right away when you've been up on your hind legs walking around, which automatically elevates it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they don't wait the 15 minutes for you to sit down and kind of calm down. So, you know, you go in the doctor's office a few times and you throw in the white coat syndrome, you know, and your heart starts racing and everything else. You're like, oh, God, what's the doctor going to say now? You know, what are they going to do? And all this stuff. You get all panicked, and then your blood pressure jacks up another 20 points, and then pretty soon you're on blood pressure medication.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, how much better would it be if people could just lay on a biomat, you know, and have that deep relaxation so that they don't have the fight or flight syndrome? You know, we all have that, and, you know, it was good when we were, you know, running away from tigers and lions and things. Not so good in a day-to-day basis because it fires off any time we get upset or we get scared, which is, you know, pretty much continuously nowadays.
That's true.
Yeah. So the biomat, I think, has a great, great effect. And listeners, I got to tell you, you know, like I said, it's a no-brainer. And if you could at all afford to have one of these things, I would say this should be in your kit of things that would really help you to be able to cope with what's going on in the world. You know, what else are you going to find that you can throw on the bed, turn on, and lay down on that's going to give you that kind of benefit?
It's a lifestyle change. It's something that going forward I'll be using all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come in contact with all kinds of toxins all the time.
Yeah.
So this ability to, you know, clear energy blocks and detox you is what's going to keep me healthy,
mm-hmm.
and give my, you know, my body the ability to heal itself like it does.
Well, and the body is supposed to do that.
Yes.
And I keep telling people, you know, the state of health does not mean that you never get ill. What it means is that when you get ill or you have an injury, you heal quickly.
Right.
That's what it means to be in good health, not that you're in perfect health and you never are sick a day in your life, because those people are the ones that drop dead suddenly.
Exactly.
So we want a, you know, a better balance on
True.
Things.
Yeah. And there's also, it comes with a pillow,
mm-hmm.
and the pillow is designed for good support in your neck, but it's made with strips of amethyst and tourmaline crystals, and it's designed to keep your head cool. It's thick enough that it doesn't have the far infrared and the heat radiating through, because the ultimate in sleeping is to have a cool head and a warm body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the best way to sleep, absolutely. And I know myself, you know, I always, in the wintertime, I'm looking for the cold. I used to sleep with my window open all the time, and I'd have my goose down quilt all up around me, and I'd have just my nose sticking out, you know.
Right. Your head was cool that way.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So the head would stay cool, and you do sleep much, much better that way. You know, you don't want to bake your brains.
No.
And I think there's a bunch of devices out on the market now that are pillow coolers and things like that. The only problem is that if you put something in the freezer, it's only going to last for a couple hours, tops.
Yeah, the main idea is to have something that doesn't conduct the heat in the first place or warm
right.
up itself in the first place. And a lot of the different foams that they put out there just immediately warm up rather than keep cool.
Oh, yeah. Like, I can't sleep on Tempur-Pedic.
Really?
You know, and everybody swears by it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't sleep on that. It's too hot. You know, and it's always hot. And although, you know, I tried taking it camping. I have a pad, so I took it camping it was in the summer, but it was cold at night, and it
right.
becomes like rock solid in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
I was going, oh, mistake, you know. But I think the whole crystal idea is really novel as far as, you know, sending all the rays through that. You know, I don't know if the listeners out there have played a lot with crystals, but, you know, Madeline and I play with that stuff all the time. We're always going, well, what would happen if we did this?
Right.
And so we'll send different colored lasers through, and we'll try heating them, and, you know, we'll try like an electric spark now and then, and we just go to see what's going to happen. And one of the things that's interesting with lasers is if you hit a crystal with a laser, it vibes to a whole different level. And it's like you can see the activation of the crystal quite easily. And so I can only imagine what's actually happening in those coils with all those amethyst crystals getting hit with the infrared.
You know, and the mats that I use are called the professional because they fit on a massage table.
Mm-hmm.
But they have them from twin to king size, and it's all filled. Each tube all the way across is filled with crushed amethyst crystals.
Mm. Boy. Now, see, that really interests me. King size, huh?
Mm-hmm. King size also has a dual control.
Hmm. I think I'm going to need one of those. I don't even want to know how much they cost.
Everybody
right now
needs one of those.
I like to sleep all over the bed, you know, so king size would be good. But, I'm fascinated with this. And I guess the best thing I could do for the listeners is kind of describe, you know, what I felt when I went through this. And now I was kind of a little bit uptight because here we had just gotten to your house and the day before, and here we were setting everything up. And it's heavy, you know, and so we're hauling all this stuff out and setting things up all over the place. And I was a little bit tense because, you know, I always get a little tense before doing one of these gatherings because you really hope that everybody is going to have a fabulous experience and that they're really going to make that connection with the unconditional love. And you know, you worry, well, are they going to have their, you know, their experience be everything that they hoped for? And you know, if you think if there's only going to be one time that you get out there, will it be enough? At least I think about those things. So I was a little bit tense, you know. And I was so tired. And I thought, you know, that's a good idea. I'll just go up there and I'll lay on that mat. And so I laid there, and the first thing I thought was, dang, this thing is hard. <You know? laughs> I'm laying there, I'm thinking, she sleeps on this? This is like sleeping on rocks.
Well, actually, it's close to rocks.
Yeah.
But it's not quite that bad.
Not quite that lumpy. So I'm laying there, and I'm thinking, okay, well, we'll see what happens. And so I kind of started to relax into it, and I really didn't feel warm right at first. It probably took about 15 or 20 minutes before I started to feel warm. And I had covered up, you know, and so I'm laying there, and I'm thinking, okay, first it was a little bit chilly. But the first thing that I noticed is that there was something that was happening to my aura.
Mm.
And I didn't get a chance to talk to you about that, but what I noticed was it was like my aura was kind of jangled before.
Right.
And it kind of started to, like, give little fits and starts and, like, flash up and then down and up and down. And it was like, you know, trying to decide what it was going to do. And then it kind of calmed down. And then it was rolling very gently. And I thought, okay, that's interesting. Because, you know, this was within the first 15 minutes. And so I really hadn't calmed down all that much yet. And I was listening to all the noise outside and going, oh, man, you know, why is it when I try to lay down and sleep, everybody in the world is up and making noise?
And all the leaf blowers go off.
Oh, geez, you know, I hate those things. What a waste of energy and space and everything else. But so there I am laying there just thinking, oh, just calm down, you know. And so I'm laying there, and then all of a sudden it was like I just dropped, just poof, dropped another level down, and I went, wow. And it was so sudden that I noticed it.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you explain it or describe it that way, because sitting next to people and talking to them about this while they're having that experience, I literally watch their bodies drop, as you put it, or sink into the table. Usually they're on a massage table. And it's amazing that letting go happens so quickly.
Yeah.
You're describing it quite well.
Yeah, it did happen very, very quickly. And I was still fully conscious and everything, and, you know, I was sleepy before I laid down on it, but I hadn't dropped off to sleep. And so I'm laying there just kind of thinking, huh, that's interesting. And you know how sometimes when you go to sleep, your consciousness stays in your body, doesn't go out and go flitting around the universe. It just stays there, but your body is sound asleep. and you can hear your body snoring, and you're stuck there in your head going, why am I here? It was one of those things, you know. So I'm laying there, and I'm feeling my body relax, and I'm feeling the infrared come up through it. And it was like I could feel like this kind of scintillating energy. And I thought, okay, that's the amethyst, you know, and they're responding to this, and they're reacting to what's going on in my body. But it went beyond that, you know, and it had already, you know, contacted my aura to begin with. Mm-hmm. But there was something else going on there. And so I was laying there trying to figure out what was going on, and then suddenly I realized that I was sound asleep, but I was still there.
Amazing.
And so I just kind of laid there. I think I was there for about an hour and just laid there, and I listened to all the noise outside, and I'm thinking, you know, I really should go out. And then all of a sudden I realized that I had three things going on at once, and that I was actually laying there, and my consciousness was in my body, and my consciousness was also up above my body, and my consciousness was also someplace else.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I couldn't remember what the third thing was afterwards. It was very clear to me when it was going on, but it was like I was in another dimension doing something, and then in this other dimension, and then in the physical one. And so all these three things were going on at once, and I was fully aware of them. So that was cool. And then the next thing that happened was I really dropped down another level, and I could tell that my body was going into a deep sleep. And I was snoring pretty good, too. I tend to do that when I lay on my back anyway, since I gained the weight. But it was really kind of interesting, you know, that this was going on, and here I was fully conscious. I couldn't stop myself from snoring. And, you know, I couldn't really do anything. And then at one point I went, you know, I think I need to get up because I got to get ready for this vortex experience. And so I came back fully. All three of me came back in, and then I looked at the time, and it was 5 o'clock, and I went, oh, better go take a shower and get ready. So I popped up off the mat, and I thought, okay, now how do I feel? And what I felt was the backache that I'd had previously wasn't there.
Right.
And I had had this little kind of a nagging backache, and especially from hauling all that stuff around, you know, as we discovered, it weighs 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And remind me to kick Fred Bell the next time I see him. Stuff's too heavy.
It is, that's for sure.
Yeah, you should have made him out of something else. But steel's way too heavy. But anyway, so I, you know, I had the backache from that and from having to do all these positions with this stuff. And so that was gone. And the other thing I noticed was when I went to bed that night, it was much easier to sleep.
That's great.
Yeah.
It provides a personal experience to each person.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, everyone has got something different going on with them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And their experiences, I've had people feel a wave going through them, people feeling tingling in their hands and feet. They've expressed how the heat is in different places, and when I'll say, well, do you have a problem there? You know, they will. It'll be a low back problem or shoulder problem, and that's where the heat seems to generate more, you know, as if the body's drawing it in a
mm-hmm.
place where it needs it.
Well, that makes sense, and that's the perfect healing thing.
And I've had someone who had knee pain, and the knee pain increased, and then when it subsided, it was gone.
Hmm.
So, the body really knew how much to take in, where to take it in. And someone else mentioned to me, you know, when you get up off a heating pad, you cool down right away because it's surface,
mm-hmm.
that they, you know, they felt they could feel the heat and that comfort of the warmth in their body for a long time because it felt like it was so deep, almost, you know, to the bone.
Hmm, yeah, it was very deep. And that was quite interesting. And at the same time, it wasn't like a heating pad because the heating pad makes you really groggy.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel that way at all, which was good, seeing as how I had to lead the whole group and, you know, act like I knew what I was doing.
And you did very well acting like you knew what you were doing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, well, you know what they say. You know, if you can't blind him with brilliance, baffle him with BS.
I've been there a few times.
Yeah. And some days you kind of have to let it go on autopilot because things have gone on. And you know, the energy is so wild when we do this stuff that, you know, sometimes like it's everything you can do just to speak even.
Right.
And so so it really did help, you know, having been on the biomat because I felt like it helped me to ground. And that's part of what made it so much easier, you know, to do everything. Although I'm usually pretty well grounded anyway, but it was different. It was like the body felt better.
It's like a balancer.
Yeah.
I find that I have my ups and down days. It's not like my life has turned perfect because I'm laying on the biomat.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a balance that's taken place, a calmness, and really a deeper internal feeling better in general.
Yeah, and I did feel that too. And I was very impressed with that because, you know, I mean, I go through so much stuff so quickly that, you know, for me, anything that affects me that quickly and that deeply is something that I'm interested in because I don't have time to be farting around with all this stuff that may or may not work, you know.
Right.
And that's one thing that I like about the process that Madeline and I are doing now with the Vortex, because it is so quick and it helps people so very deeply and quickly. And that's why I think it's, you know, a really good adjunct to have with the quantum vortex stuff.
Most
and, you know, we saw it happen. We saw that thing kicked out of that lady, and, you know, she felt it, and we got a picture of it.
Well, what would have been really great was to have the opportunity and, you know, to put the biomat right in the middle of the vortex.
Yeah, that would have been something.
And either do a meditation on it or just laying there, and it's unfortunately not something we got to do.
Yeah.
Next time we'll have biomats for everybody, and we'll just spread them out on the floor. And
now, wouldn't that be cool?
We just might have to levitate or take off.
That could happen.
Yes.
'Cause, you know, there's a lot of things that we're finding out that are just amazing. And
well, with everything speeding up and the quickening, so to speak.
Yes.
And our growth in our awareness is speeding up so fast. All of the modalities that are coming out are all quantum. They're all designed to happen fast, to happen quickly.
Yeah, and there's quite a few people doing this in many different ways.
Right.
And, you know, I found that I'm always looking for the kinder, gentler, more elegant way. And one of the biggest problems that I found with all this stuff as we near this quantum leap that we're all about to do is the thing of cost. You know, like, how are people going to afford these great technologies that are coming out? Because they all cost a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I mortgaged my house to get the stuff that I'm traveling around with. And, you know, how many people are going to do that? Most people aren't that crazy.
Right. I've been there myself on occasion.
Yeah. And you know, the whole reason for doing that, as most of my listeners know, is because I knew that could actually help people very, very quickly, coupled with the things that I do and the things that Madeline does. And, you know, after seeing the biomat and what it did for that one woman, I was like, wow. Now, how cool would that be? Just to have a bunch of biomats out there and have people sitting on that and go through this vortex experience. Man,
well,
that'd just blow people's socks off, you know.
When you come back again, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
There's many, many practitioners here on this island that have biomats and people who personally own them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just get a whole group together.
That would be really cool because I bet you we could really get some interesting pictures then.
Oh, yes.
I mean, as it is, we got some pictures that are good enough to do a gallery show.
Mm.
And,
yeah.
I mean, you know, we showed you most of them.
Right.
They're just beautiful. And it was a different energy. Of course, everyone's kind of different depending on the people that are there. But there's a whole different level of clearing that's going on now with the, you know, with the quantum vortex experience as we become more used to it and as we incorporate new things that we're learning, because, you know, we're not keeping it stagnant. We're telling everybody everything we can each time we do it.
Well, it evolves as we evolve.
Yeah. And so everything that we can do that's going to quantum leap people, we're going to throw in there. So I'm looking at this whole biomat thing and going, wouldn't that be interesting?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that would...
I have a friend who has a mat and was doing... went up into the mountains with some women and was doing some Native American traditions. And they were around a campfire, and obviously there wasn't any electricity there.
Mm-hmm.
And she had started talking about detoxing, and her friend brought up the biomat, said, oh, tell them about that. And these women were really interested.
Mm-hmm.
So she went up to her car, and she got it and brought it down, laid it on a blanket in the dirt, again, with no
mm-hmm.
electricity. Several women were laying on it just to check it out, and they swore they could feel heat generating just from the crystals themselves.
Well, yeah, I would expect that.
Mm-hmm. An amazing result from laying on it, between being on Mother Earth and laying on the crystals. They just thought it was the greatest thing.
Well, and that's the interesting thing, too, because when you go to sleep with it, you don't have to leave it on the whole night. You can just,
you know,
leave it on for the amount of time that you want to treat yourself, and then just it automatically shuts off, and then you're laying there on the crystals. So, you know, I can tell you, I've slept with crystals under my bed, and I've slept with clusters all around me and everything else. People say, whoa, how can you sleep with that energy? And it's like, well, I'm in the quantum vortex all the time.
Mm-hmm.
and that kind of energy knocks a lot of people out, you know. And
mm-hmm.
and for me, it's like, yeah, give me more crystals. Let's put more of those things underneath my bed because it feels really good.
Right.
And that's part of my problem with traveling from place to place is I don't have anything like that. And I was thinking, man, if I had one of those, you know, professional biomats, I'd be traveling with that.
Oh, yes. Where I go, it goes.
Yeah.
And it is very, very firm. So, and some people are having a harder time with that. There's a small pad that goes on it that does decrease some of that. But we're working on a natural wool or sheepskin, without the skin, obviously. It's all woven. That would help to be more comfortable.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day. I was thinking, wouldn't a sheepskin work because it's natural fiber? And, you know, when Nikan does its stuff, the magnets and things,
mm-hmm.
they use natural wool, you know, to pad in between the magnets.
Right.
And that stuff generates the far infrared also.
Right. Oh, I have one on order, and I'm really anxious now. I'm comfortable on it, but I've been sleeping on it a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, people that aren't comfortable. I ordered one to check it out and see how it feels so that I can tell them personally, you know, the benefits.
Yeah, let me know because, you know, I'm like the princess in the pea. If there's a crumb in the bed, I feel it, and it feels like a boulder.
Right.
You know, so.
Yes.
But, you know, there was a time when I slept on a futon, and the reason I did that, I had a cheap futon, and I did that specifically so that I could sleep anywhere because I was going camping every week. And I found that I couldn't sleep when I went out camping because the ground was too hard or there were stones or whatever. Well, once I started sleeping on that lumpy futon and it got harder and harder, you know, as the months went on, then I found that I could go out camping and I could sleep on anything and just slept right through the night like a baby. So maybe part of it is we get a little bit too soft, you know.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I find that because of the depth of the sleep, I go to sleep quicker,
mm-hmm.
and I stay there longer. So even if it was bothering me, I hadn't noticed it
mm-hmm.
because of being so relaxed.
Yeah. Now, you know, that brings up a question. What about people who have gastroesophageal reflux disease and normally would not be sleeping on their backs or they'd be sleeping like at an incline or something? Does it help with that?
I don't know directly. I can't imagine why it wouldn't, because anything that's going to support the body to heal itself, it's
mm-hmm.
the body that's healing itself. It's giving it the, you know, the support that it needs.
Sure.
But I also sleep on my side.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I have to sleep on my back. I sleep on one side or the other. A few friends of mine that have it, they sleep on their stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And, it doesn't matter which way you're sleeping. You're still getting the penetration into your body anyway.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, I'm just wondering how thick of a pad could you put between you and that pad?
Well, if it's radiating 5 to 6 inches into your body, you don't want to take away too much of that
mm-hmm.
by having something else in there. And you definitely have to have a natural fiber. Anything that isn't natural synthetics are going to interrupt the wave. It's
mm-hmm.
just, you know, not a healthy thing to have anyway.
And, yeah, exactly.
And if you can lay on this without anything on, you're going to get a much better benefit
mm-hmm.
than having any kind of clothing that might have synthetics in it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking that I didn't think about it when I was at your place, but I have a resonant field imaging detector with me. And
oh.
So we could have measured the energy that was coming off of it, you know, through different layers.
Right. Well, I do know they have, with the brochure for the biomat, they also have pictures of Carillion photography that shows the heat patterns in the back. And the one is of a heating pad, and the other one is from the biomat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing the depth and the how far it spreads with the biomat, where it's more specifically located and not as deep when it comes to a heating pad, you know, to show you the difference.
We're just going to have to start experimenting with this stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because my feeling about it, my intuitive feeling, is that you probably could put an all-natural pad there without any problem.
Right.
Because I think it would go right through the natural fibers, probably without dissipating much at all, if any.
Well, they do. There is one company they're recommending, and that's where I've ordered the mat. I mean, the pad, and it doesn't have the, you know, it's the wool, but it's not like the sheep skin. It doesn't have the skin on the back.
Yeah,
it's all woven, and it's fairly thick. So I'm real anxious to see what happens with it.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Well, I'm hoping I can get one of those biomats one of these days, and do this stuff too. You know, we're about to run out of time. We got about 5 minutes left. So why don't you go ahead and give people your contact information in case they're interested and would like to hear some more about it or order from you.
Okay. Again, my name is Janie Torrens, and my business is Life Enhancement, and I am in Hilton Head, South Carolina. My phone number is 843-338-3033. Again, that's 843-338-3033, and I'll spell my email address, which is part of my business name. It's Life, LIFE, Enhance, ENHANCE, Inc., INC. It's LIFE ENHANCE, Inc., INC, @AOL.com.
Great. Yeah, and if anybody forgets that, you can email me, and I'll forward your emails to Janie also.
That would be great.
And we'll do some experimentation with this, and I think it's very valuable. Like I said, you know, anything that somebody can throw on the bed and lay on is a no-brainer.
And I do love to travel with the mat, so I've been known to go to other states and so on to give free demos. So if anybody would like to get some people together, and I'd show up and show them how magnificent this is.
Yeah, I think that's a fabulous idea. And I think people will be blown away by it. And, thank God for these kinds of things that help us to heal with all the crap that's been thrown at us. And, you know, you try to stay out of the victim mentality, but there's so much evil stuff that's been thrown at us and is meant to harm us and take away our joy that, you know, any time you can do something that's going to restore you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, you know, go for it.
Right. And throwing it in extra, the biomat is FDA approved.
Yeah, that's an important consideration, too.
And it's certainly not an expensive, it's a small investment for the rest of your life. It's not like a lot of the more expensive, certainly not Vortex equipment and so on.
Oh, yeah, the Vortex equipment will really set you back.
Yeah, this isn't bad at all.
It could have set me back more, you know, because Fred kept telling me, well, now you need this, now you need this. I was like, whoa,
right.
Hang on. I only have one house. You know?
So, that's right.
It was like, oh, boy, you know, I mean, yeah, you could buy everything that's there. But you know, you got to draw the line somewhere. You got to find, you know, what's the more bang for your buck. And, you know, most of the people that I'm in contact with are the ones who really need healing, and they're so desperate for it. And, you know, it's often not just physical.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
It's mental, emotional, and spiritual, too. And, you know, that's why the Vortex works so well. But I think the kicker with this stuff is the negative ions help, and then the amethyst crystals themselves, which, of course, were programmed by other, you know, higher energy beings.
Right.
All that stuff, I mean, that gets you at levels that other things don't.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I think it's really valuable, because it's not like just a heating pad.
Oh, definitely it isn't. No.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I could tell the difference myself. And I didn't, like I said, I didn't know that notice that much difference with the mini pad, but I sure noticed the difference with the Pro model.
Yes.
And so that was really valuable for me to see the difference.
And for anyone that's looking for another business or an easy business, this is a great way to help people and be in business for yourself.
Yeah, and definitely, listeners, if you're interested in that, please do contact Janie or contact me, and I'll pass it on. And, you know, let's get ourselves all well. We've got to. You know, we're valuable. Every one of us is valuable. And I know there's a lot of listeners sitting there going, oh, yeah, right, I'm not valuable. I don't do anything. Well, you know what? If you can stay in your joy, even if you never go out of the house, if you can stay in joy and just radiate that, then you've done it. You've done exactly what needed to be done. So, you know, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to keep ourselves as healthy as possible and as happy as possible.
And to be aware of the perfection that we truly are.
Yeah, we really are, you know. And, yeah, we're playing a game here, and we're supposed to forget who we are and how powerful we are. But, you know, at some point you have to remember all that stuff, and, you know, then it's time to go, woohoo!
For sure.
Yeah, so we're doing it. So our time is up. Thank you so much, Janie, for being on the show, and thank you so much for hosting a quantum gathering experience at your house. And, boy, it's going to knock people's socks off when they see these pictures.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Dr. Valerie. It was a delight and a pleasure having you here at my home, too.
And, we had so much fun. Boy, we laughed ourselves silly a couple times there.
We did.
That was great. Thank you so much, and thank you for introducing me to all those great people there. And we'll do it again. We should be out your way again probably, I'm thinking, April.
Good. Beautiful time here on the island.
Yeah. So we're going to head out that way. We're going to go up to Oregon and Washington and all that stuff after January, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, do the West Coast, and then we'll come out your way. And I plan to be up in Canada during the summer. You know, I keep telling people I'm running away to the mountains in the summertime because it's too flipping hot in Arizona.
And that would be a good place.
Yeah. Take me up to Canada. If any of the listeners are up in Canada and they want to do a quantum vortex experience, let me know because I'll be there. All right, Janie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. And listeners, thank you so much for listening. You know, I love you guys. And until next week, be happy. Be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.